This is the Spark My Muse podcast with me, your host, Lisa DeLay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode one. I'm really excited to have you along, and this is my first episode, or wouldn't it be called episode one, and I've had so much fun lately listening to podcasts, I decided to go ahead and try my own, kind of as an extension of what I do at lisadelay.com, which is my blog site. So the website associated with this podcast is sparkmymuse.com, and you can send me feedback or comments. I'd just love to hear from you at contact@sparkmymuse.com. So I wasn't sure if I wanted to do radio because I'm not sure that I have the voice for it. I certainly have the face for it. But then I started listening to some NPR and I heard Diane Reams. And I'm not sure if you've heard Diane Reams, but it goes something like this. This is the Diane Reams Show and this is your host, Diane Reams. And so I figured I could do this. So I want to tell you a little bit about what this show is about and what you might be able to expect here. As some of you know, I work in a vineyard in Harrisburg, PA called Springgate Vineyard. Check it out online if you'd like. And I've learned a lot about wine, coming from a background of not being able to drink wine, it was like sinning, to appreciating it later on in life, and now to really enjoying it and finding a lot of joy in it. I'm happy to share some of those experiences and some basic understanding of wine for everybody out there. I'm no expert by any means, but I sure can teach you some of the things I've learned, and I hope you'll enjoy that. Before we get to our wine segment, I just want to tell you that this episode is brought to you today by a worksheet that's a resource called The Daily Sharpening Ritual. It's a worksheet designed to create an awareness and transformative improvement, that something you do for only 3 to 5 minutes a day in the morning and at night. And I developed it for my own improvement and well-being and awareness. And I found it so helpful, I decided to kind of make something for everyone to use. So that's free, and I'll tell you how to get that at the end of the show. Or if you're very curious and you want to just find out now, you can go to noisetrade.com. and search for daily sharpening, and that will get you to the spot. So what can you expect on the show? I'm hoping to publish about once a week and about once a month do some interviews with some of my friends, some interesting and creative people, writers and thinkers and creators, and some people that I think that will really add to the show. So you'll be interested to see. I'm keeping those a secret right now. Every time I hope to do a wine segment as well, to tell you a little bit about wine, how to appreciate it, some of the history, how to taste wine. If you have questions about wine, please send them to me at contact@sparkmymuse.com, and I'll get to those questions too. And then each time on the show, one way or another, through the interview process or through something I'm reading or sharing about one of my projects I'm working on, I want to make sure that I include something that's spiritually formative. In a general sense, that has everything to do with personal improvement, spiritual improvement, in a general sense. From a Christian context, and that's my tradition, it has to do with Christ-likeness, being like Jesus, displaying the fruit of the Spirit. And really, it's how to be a better person in the world. Be better to yourself, be better to others, and just be a better human being on the planet. So once again, I just want to thank you for joining me, sticking me in your ear, or listening to me as you're commuting. It really means a lot to me that you're along for the ride. Now on to some wine. So, did you know that grape juice is actually unnatural? A lot of people don't realize that grapes are actually considered a berry. They're not really a fruit, exactly. And the skins have yeast in them naturally. And the fruit inside the skins, of course, naturally contains sugar. So if you do nothing, fermentation is the natural outcome of grapes. It stays grape juice for just a short period of time, and all you have to do to get wine, at least in a crude form, is to pick grapes, smash them, and keep them in a container, and you get wine. Being that it's so easy to create wine. It's no wonder that it's one of the oldest beverages that they find. When they search archaeological digs, they find wine. Even 10,000 years ago, they have remnants that they've found of winemaking, which means there's probably wine being made long, long before that as well. So it's one of those things that is a natural antiseptic, which makes wine healthier to drink sometimes than water you might find laying around with parasites or with bacteria and microbes and all that stuff in it that could be harmful, disease-ridden, or things like that. Wine would actually be a natural antiseptic, obviously, because of the alcohol. And so you have wine being used for medicinal purposes on wounds. You hear even in the Good Samaritan pours wine on the wounds, and that we would think would sting like crazy, but it would be a diluted form of wine. It would be a watered down wine, or even maybe a vinegar that's watered down. But wine is a very natural thing, and was used commonly. When people talk about grape juice, that would have only been fresh grapes that you can have, but only seasonally. Otherwise, you have to take very extraordinary measures to make sure it doesn't ferment. You could do a very high boiling, which produces a reduction of the juice into the syrup, which has to be reconstituted. So the yeast can also be stopped in a freezing process that kills off the yeast. But under normal circumstances, people wouldn't bother with trying to do extraordinary things when they could just dilute the wine with water. And that's why, of course, even children would drink it. I don't recommend anyone under 21 drink wine, or anyone who has a history of alcohol abuse drink wine. But as far as it's concerned, there are more health benefits to drinking wine in moderation than there are to not drinking wine at all. So it's something to think about as you grow in your appreciation for wine. We'll point out more of these things as we go along in every wine segment that I do. It's attributed to Martin Luther as saying, "Beer is made by men, wine is made by God." I don't know if he actually said it, but it certainly is attributed to him, and he was actually very fond of both. The hymns that we sing today in some churches that have traditional services, hymns that were written and created by Martin Luther were actually done to bar tunes common in the day. So he frequented enough bars to know the tunes and set them to music that had to do with revering God. So if you have any questions about wine, or have any questions about this podcast, or maybe even you would like to be on for a segment, please let me know. I'd love to hear from you. And until next time, thank you for listening. Would you like to get the Daily Sharpening Ritual? You can get it free if you go to sparkmymuse.com and then go to the resources tab in the menu bar and click on Ritual Worksheet. You can take a peek at it there and give it a try. It's free. If you want, you can leave a tip, but that's certainly up to you. See you next time.